In line with the newly created National Day for Truth and Reconciliation statutory holiday, the City of Guelph and the Rotary Club of Guelph have put together several free events called Towards Truth. Aimed at educating goers about residential schools and the importance of the recent discovery of unmarked graves, the event will promote a knowledge-based discussion on the history of Indigenous affairs in Canada. We thought maybe if we can put some events together, the people who are looking to learn can go to these events to learn some more, said Diane Dance, event organizer. Until we can really understand history, it is going to be very hard to move on to reconciliation, so we thought what we could do is provide a platform for people to learn. The events require a pre-registration and for all attendees to be double vaccinated with their provincial vaccine certificate in hand. Running from September 27 to October 3, the events are free, however, limited tickets are available for each event. The series kicks off September 27 at 7 p.m. with key speakers Ava Hill, Phil Moncher and residential school survivors Roberta Hill and Don Hill. I hope that they can walk away and say, I understand a little bit better of today's Indigenous issues, said Dance. The newly created National Day for Truth and Reconciliation falls in the middle of the event, with September 30 marking the first National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. The federal holiday marks the recognition and honors Indigenous peoples who lost their lives at Canadian residential schools, survivors, their families and communities. The provincial government will not make the day a provincial holiday. I think it is unfortunate that Ford has chosen not to recognize it, but that doesn't mean that people can't learn anyway, said Dance. We need to be responsible for our education and understanding of these events, and Doug Ford can't stop us.